Danny Mutt and Lou, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, Danny. I was wondering, you getting any sleep lately? I know you got your little girl now, Gia. She's what, about 3 weeks old?
She is 3 weeks old, and she's still, I wouldn't say she's 100% on a schedule right now, but I got a great wife, and she makes sure I can get my rest.
Boy, you have to, really, because when you start thinking about what's coming up here now in the week, I would imagine your work day has changed a lot in preparing for week one as opposed to maybe the preseason games.
We really are just trying to work hard every day. Is it different? I don't know if it's necessarily different. We have a little more time because it's a Monday night game, but we try to approach every game the same. All games are important, so it's a one game at a time deal.
How much day do you spend as far as on the practice field? But I'm thinking more like in the film room, you know, watching what you're going to see. More time, I would imagine, getting ready for Miami than previous.
There's a lot of time in the film room, a lot of time on the practice field. Both are very much needed, and also just the meeting room, talking through things. So it's definitely something that takes up our time, but we want to be as prepared as possible.
You say you prepare for every game the same, Danny, but you have to be now more excited, right? I mean, now you actually have a game plan in place. You're focusing the Dolphins. It's not a preseason game. There's got to be a different feeling this week with it being regular season versus preseason.
Oh, we're excited for the task at hand. We're excited to work every day to prepare and do everything we can do to get better and do everything we can do to make sure we're 100% prepared.
You know, you joined this team last year, week two. You come in here now, even though it was a shortened camp still, with an idea of, you know, basically the playbooks and things like that. I'd imagine your comfort level probably a little bit higher than it was, say, last year.
Well, last year I wouldn't say thrown into it, but it was very quick. It's definitely a better feeling knowing the locker room a little bit better and knowing the coaches and, you know, it's not as much of a cram session, but still there's a lot of things that I need to get better at, and I'm just trying to do my best every day to make sure that I'm ready whenever my name's called.
On this active running back roster, Danny, all of a sudden you and Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis are essentially veterans of that group. Is that surprising to you?
I don't know if I'll ever look at myself as a vet.
You're a vet, man. Look at Danny. Listen, you can't look. We're looking at the roster here. We're not very smart people, but you are a veteran here.
This is my fourth year. I feel, you know, things go by so fast. Still feel like a rookie, but we still have we have guys that are going to work together in the running back room. Everyone's going to work as hard as we can and try to do the best that we can to make our running back group the best that we can be.
You know, we saw, talking about those rookies, we saw Stephen Ridley, I think, a lot early on in preseason, but Shane Vereen we got our first look at the other day. What can you tell us about what you've seen from Shane Vereen?
You know, everyone in that room, not only Shane, everyone, the thing that we pride ourselves on is working hard and being ready to go whenever our time's called. And I think that's something that, as a group, we're going to try to continue to do is make sure we're ready, you know, for whenever the coach called our name. And that's the biggest thing, is to be prepared.
You're not talking about player personnel decisions here, Danny. We know that. But want to get your take on Sammy Morris. And he's no longer with the team. And what he meant to you. Here's guys around the league for a long time. What was that relationship like? And are there things you'll take from playing with Sammy Morris that – you will take now into this year and years beyond?
He was a great guy, great help for me, and it was a lot of fun playing with him. Coach, we trust Coach, though, on every decision that he makes.
Curious about Tom Brady, because you stepped in right regular season last year, and you saw a regular season Tom Brady. In preseason, you see this guy. I don't know if he's any different, but once that fourth game is over, have you sensed a different kind of leader in that clubhouse, in that locker room, a different Tom Brady getting ready for week one?
I think he's a leader every single day. I don't know if his leadership changes, and I think that's probably something about him. Is, you know, he's going to work hard every day, and I think that's what our team tries to do. We're not gonna change things. We're gonna do everything that we can to get ready for this game, and just like we always do for all games.
We know you don't play Madden football, Danny. We asked you that last week about being on the Madden cover. I wonder if this time of year you start to get bombarded by friends and family and fans about fantasy football and what your role is going to be. You must get those to running back in the NFL.
Not too much. My brother said that he was going to select me or something, but he said he was going to wait till the last second because he didn't know if I was worth it, I think.
That's your brother? I mean, he can't give you any love, Danny?
Yeah.
Come on.
Stuff like that's funny, though. My younger brother said, oh, yes, one of my friends took you, but it was way too early. So, I honestly don't follow that stuff, though. I've got a job to do, and I stay pretty busy with that.
You tried to, your friends, your brothers actually called, try to get some insight. Hey, how much are you going to be used this week? I want to know whether to play you or not.
Oh, no, they don't get into stuff like that. More than anything, they're calling me to see how I'm doing. We'll talk football if I want to talk football usually, but otherwise it's just seeing how I'm doing.
Danny, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, guys.
There he is, Danny Woodhead, Patriots Monday on a Tuesday.